Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is, of course, Wednesday, May 23rd, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our website, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. Should be a link there to our special guest this evening. The website is www.ralph-epperson.com. I'll spell it out for you, ralph-epperson.com. And our phone number tonight, if you have questions, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Ralph Epperson, welcome back, sir.
I'm here. Thank you very much, Frank.
I'm very excited that you're here. I'm very excited, of course, that this is now available if people want to contact you. It's a DVD based on your PowerPoint presentation that you've been doing for quite a while, 2 hours, and it's entitled No Nukes But U.S. Nukes. Again, very, very, very important information in this time, my friend, as we are, of course, we were told that we've got Axis of Evil countries, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. Well, Iraq, obviously, no weapons of mass destruction. Iran supposedly is pursuing nuclear weapons, and North Korea supposedly has them. So, you know, this is an important thing. It's all about the fear.
Iraq never had one, never will get one. Iran will never get one.
Mm-hmm.
They might claim, all the papers will claim it's like North Korea, but they don't have them and they never will get them. I'm telling you, there's something going on here, and the whole thing is a scam. Now, let's go back. Wait a minute, Ralph. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go back to a Russia space effort, because, boy, they're claiming that since the Russians have had a great space effort, they had all these men in space, et cetera, and rockets and everything else, they must have a great missile program as well. Go back to May the 5th, 1961, when Russians admitted that they orbited Yuri Gagarin around the Earth in an orbit, and he landed safely, and they showed pictures of everything else. But I want you to know, I think that whole thing was fake. December the 8th, 1962, Dallas Morning News, the Russians admitted that they had some real problems before his alleged orbit of the Earth. They lost, according to the Dallas newspaper, 8 astronauts were launched in capsules like Yuri's, and they all died, or they were mysteriously never survived. They all crashed. Who knows what happened to them? They just stopped getting messages. So I believe that the Russians realized they had to fake the whole thing because they couldn't do it. And so they got Yuri Gagarin, who was a loyal communist apparently, and would become the hero of Russia, all the fame and notoriety, to say, listen, I did indeed do it, and I'm happy to have done so. I love my mother nation. And so they did, had Yuri lie and tell this enormous fraud. So there are two stories that we can use as a way to indicate that we know he didn't go. And one was he claimed to have seen the blue haze around the Earth as he was orbiting.
Mm-hmm.
And because John Glenn, when he orbited, said he saw it, so Yuri Gagarin said, I saw it too. But the other Russian scientist admitted that there were no portholes in Yuri's capsule. So how could he see a blue haze if there was no way to look out the capsule?
Now, that's
Frank,
amazing.
Maybe you could do that, Frank, but I don't think most men could see a blue haze if there was no blue haze.
Yes. I don't know. I seriously doubt it myself. But, you know, hey, given the right amount of money, I'll see whatever they tell me to say. Hold on a second, buddy. Another quick break, folks. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, the incomparable Ralph Epperson. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours of talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Ralph Epperson, is joining us. Of course, he's got a brand new DVD available that he encourages everybody to, of course, watch it, make copies of it, post it on the internet, make copies available to your cable access, anything. If you've got a website, you can post it on your website. All sorts of wonderful opportunities available to you, courtesy of the generosity of our good friend Ralph Epperson. Ralph, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you, sir. So we're just talking about the space program, and obviously it would seem that there's quite a bit of deception out there, because obviously when you look at, and you and I have discussed this, the potential for America to make it to the moon and so on and so forth, I mean, there's just so many inconsistencies with this. It seems like it's all been staged.
Okay, Yuri Gagarin, I'm contending, did not make the orbit because the Russians couldn't do it. Now, the second way is that the Yuri indicated he parachuted out of the capsule and landed on his feet, but the Russian scientists said, no, he rode the capsule down to the end, and the capsule landed on the Earth. Which was it, Yuri? Which one was it? Did you land in it or did you parachute out of it? You can't have it both ways. So
right.
In other words, apparently, in their haste to get this story out, the Russians didn't quite confirm all the details and brief them properly. The scientists were disagreeing with Yuri himself. So one would believe that it's quite likely that Yuri Gagarin never went anywhere, just like the Sputnik. I didn't go anywhere either. So I believe Yuri was told what to say, and he did it because he became a national hero, and the fame and probably even money. I don't know what else he got, but they were allegedly the first one in space, and then we had to spend billions of dollars to catch up. And we know my friend who lives in Tucson later became an engineer. He told me after he watched my video, he said, "You shattered my world, because after Yuri made that orbit, Eisenhower told us we needed to get Americans to become engineers." And he said he decided to, that would be his life's career, to become an engineer to work on the space program. And he did. He ended up working for companies that made missiles. Okay, now, wait a minute, Ralph. In 1965, Alexei Leonov was the first one to walk in space. Oh, yes, that's true. The Russians made that claim. Lloyd Mallon, the space writer for Science and Mechanics magazine, published a news book in 1966 called Russia's Space Hoax. And he actually went to Russia to get copies of the films, both still and motion picture, of Alexei Leonov's walk in space. And there's three or four. We'll take them one by one. Number one, the motion picture shows Yuri Gagarin coming out of the capsule. Okay, that's fine, but who's out in space taking the picture, Frank? You know how we can do that? How can you do that, Frank? Who's out in space taking the picture? He's coming out of the capsule. There he is, mm-hmm. Right there. You can see him coming out in the motion picture. Don't ask the question, because Gagarin said he only came out once and then fixed the camera. Oh, wait a minute. The picture show him coming out from the head up to his body. Show him coming out. How did he do that? Well, that's a real problem for them.
Yeah.
Secondly, this is perhaps the most startling of all. The picture was a double printed. In fact, you could actually see the scratches on the glass that the Russians did it with, the glass plate and the reflection, so that didn't work. He was suspended by wires or cables, yet the Russians said that he was free-floating in space, but there you can actually see the wires holding him in place.
Oops.
But here's the most interesting of all. The Russians said that this photograph, that was a still photograph of him, showed him out in space, and the Mallon brought the picture back to the United States and had experts in photography look at it, and they concluded that the picture showed bubbles coming out of his helmet. Now, Frank, you're a space scientist. You know that bubbles,
yes,
are real in space. Don't you know that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody
knows that. Proved it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, that was good for a long time. No one wondered about that except Mallon and me when I read his book. But Mallon, the National Geographic later confirmed, because they wrote a big, I think, maybe 8 or 10 years later, they had a huge big section, one of their National Geographic editions, on the Russian space effort, and they showed their astronauts being trained in water. Mm-hmm. And you can see they're probably in water 10, 20 feet deep, and there's a huge column of bubbles coming out of the two astronauts being trained in the water. So Alexei Leonov did not orbit the Earth. He never orbited the Earth. He never walked in space. So once again, the Russians lied, and we believed it, mm-hmm, because it's not very nice to say the Russians are liars. Isn't that true, Frank? We don't want them to be upset with us.
Well, as I said, I've never had a bad experience with a Russian myself. But, you know, it's very interesting you bring that up about training underwater. I mean, that's pretty much, most people know that's how they do a lot of the NASA training. Even space camp, if anybody's ever been there in Huntsville, Alabama, you know that they have the big tanks of water. And, of course, you go down there in your little spacesuit / scuba gear and you do stuff. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, apparently the atmosphere above the Earth is also water, because they said that this picture of him was taken from space as he's walking outside the capsule. So apparently there's water up in space as well.
I knew it.
So we have to believe it because they said it. Now, another one of the major problems is that there's pictures, in fact, I had two of them, of Leonov out in space with his visor up. Now, the reason you wear visors is because you better block out 90% of the the sun's rays, or you go blind. So he's out in space with his visor up. But he didn't go blind. Why wouldn't he go blind, Frank? Help me. You're a space scientist. Why did he not go blind?
I don't know, because he wasn't in space.
He wasn't in space. Oh, my goodness. That's very revolutionary. Don't say that, Frank. The Russians might hear you. Now, so in other words, all of these little evidences, one by one, each one by itself doesn't mean anything, but when you put it all together again, it's the whole thing's a fraud. They're claiming that they walked in space, they're claiming that they orbited, and they've got problems with it. They're being trained in water, yet they've got... So I'm the one that says that the whole thing was a Russian fraud and not Russian truth. Okay, now here's an interesting little thing that I discovered. The New York Times in 1969 had an article, U.S. and Soviets see key exploration role for space station. And there were four drawings of space capsules, apparently Russians. In fact, it says, the caption said there was one concept of a future Soviet space station. So apparently the Russians drew this drawing and released it, and the New York Times picked it up and showed it as the concept of a Russian space station. And that was in 1969. But the problem is some kid in Topeka noticed that it was an ad in the 1962 Scientific American placed by Sperry Gyroscope. So I went back to 1962 Scientific American, pulled the picture out, took a copy of it, and then showed it side by side the New York Times picture of the Russian space concept, and they were identical. So it must have been that the Sperry Gyroscope was not designing American space stations, they were designing Russian space stations. In other words, we caught you, New York Times. You tried to fool us, and it didn't work. I'm just saying, another little example of this whole thing called practice deceit. We're spending billions of dollars on our space effort to compete with a space effort that doesn't even exist.
Wow.
Okay, now, wait a minute, Ralph. We know that the Russians had a space shuttle. You're right, absolutely, they did. In fact, I've got pictures of it being launched. In 1988, they actually launched it. There you can see it, Ralph. Come on, what do we do with that now? And I showed the two satellites side by side. Our space, one of our space shuttles with theirs. And the reason they're so much alike is because NASA sold Russia the plans for the space shuttle for $500. Frank, is that a bargain or not? What would you think?
I would think so. Yeah. Sounds like a good deal.
We spend billions of dollars on developing, and then we sell it to Russia for $500. Why would we do that, Frank?
I don't know.
Okay, then, that's the only part of it. Then how about these space suits? We sold a space suit for $180,000, and it cost us $20 million to develop. I'm sorry, we're going to go back on the space shuttle. After they sent it up one time, they realized it wasn't very efficient. It didn't work, apparently, so they stopped, and they sold it. And some guy from Australia bought it and took it to Australia on a barge and has it as a tourist attraction down there. So that's the way you orbit space with a space shuttle. You just take it to Australia. In other words, another fraud. They might very well have launched it. At least they've got a picture of it going up in orbit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it only worked one time, and then they sold it. So I'm saying this, Frank, if you ever have a used car, don't ask NASA to sell it, please. Don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You might not get what it's worth.
That's fascinating. Now, Ralph, I wanted to ask you about this. I mean, surely with all this, I mean, we know that they have gone into space, obviously, since then, and we know that they do have satellites and whatnot. What do we know about the purpose of the whole thing and about the spying and what we know? I mean, that's kind of been one of the big, purposes, I guess, of the space race has been surveillance. And we're seeing that, of course, continuing in this day and age. And even now they're talking about, weaponizing space in a variety of different ways. So we'll let you comment, of course, when we come back here after this short break. And, folks, again, phone lines open, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Ralph Epperson. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our special guest this evening, as I've mentioned, a big fan of his and all of his amazing work. Ralph Epperson, welcome back, sir.
You're very kind, Frank. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So we left off.
Always to do your program.
Oh, well, I really appreciate that, my friend. We left off. I was talking about surveillance and whatnot. Didn't you mention that there was a quote, and I don't remember that you gave it, from Lyndon Johnson, was it?
Yeah, we'll cover
it.
You want to do that now?
Whenever you'd like.
Okay, well, we'll do that. It'll be a jump ahead, but since you mentioned, let's
okay,
talk
well,
about
well,
it.
Okay, well, go ahead and do it on your pace then, brother.
Okay, we'll end with that, because I think what I'm going to say is that Lyndon Johnson is going to confirm everything I'm talking about tonight.
Yes.
Our president.
It's very, very important. I'll tell you what, let's go to this call here. John in New York, who's been waiting patiently. John, welcome to the show. Hello, John in New York. All right, going once.
Okay, I'm still there.
There you are. Okay. Manny's asleep at the wheel. Okay, welcome.
I got four or five questions or comments, and I'll rattle them off real quick, and then you can pick whatever matches the subject title, because I had some questions I always wanted to ask Ralph. They always sell this nuclear thing by saying high school kids can make a nuke because it's on the internet and all this other stuff. So they make it sound like if the kids can do it, every country should have a nuke. But the kids nowadays, they can't even add or use a calculator. They got to use pictures on their fast food registers. But and then back to that comment about the astronaut saying he saw a blue haze. You don't think it was a purple haze like in that song, do you?
Yeah, this came with the required cosmonaut drugs.
Yeah, and the other thing is solid fuel rockets. They use those for a long, long time, and to get those spaceships up there with shielding so they can go through any kind of radiation thing would be almost an impossibility, from what I understand. If going to space was so easy because it was back in the 50s with a Timex calculator basically running the whole thing, how come no other countries have ever tried to go to space and you hear them do that? Because they probably know it's a hoax anyway, and why waste their time? And it sounds like the Germans were many dozens of years ahead of everybody else if they had the V-2 and other things. And you hear stories about the Germans having the Foo Fighters and Admiral Byrd going to Antarctica and fighting with the Nazis that have an underground base or the Greys or something like that. So that's kind of a stretch there for tonight. But I've always wondered what he thought of that, about the Admiral Byrd thing, because I saw a black-and-white documentary a little bit about him going down there to fight the remnants of the Nazis.
I don't know anything about that, so I can't comment.
Okay.
That'd be
a neat thing for you to check out, because I like to see what you come up with on that. But those are my questions and comments, and I really enjoyed the show. If I'll hang on if you need me, but if not, I'll just hang up then.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. Ralph, I think his first point was really a phenomenal one, and I remember this exact same conversation in chemistry class in high school, probably 10th or 11th grade. The chemistry teacher said, well, I'm going to tell you how to make a nuclear weapon, and the reason why I'm going to tell you that is because there's no way you can get your hands on uranium 235 or whatever it was. And he basically talked about how easy it is. So what is your contention? What is your theory, if you will, about why, you know, if we had a nuke, and obviously we did in the 40s, why is it that people have not independently come up with their own if it is presumably so easy to accomplish?
Well, yeah, I have no answer to that, except my guesstimate is that it's not that easy.
Yeah,
I've heard this over and over again. I'm sorry, let me interrupt you, but I've heard this over and over again that kids can make a nuclear weapon. But why has it not happened?
That's right. It's a good point.
Please understand, I don't want nukes going off in your driveway or in your carport.
Or even in your driveway.
Yeah, no, especially in my driveway.
That's right.
but the point is that if it, you know, there are kids who would just do it to do it, so they could, you know, and that's not true. No one's ever done it. Mm. That's why I say these suitcase nukes, if they're so easy to make, why are there not hundreds of thousands of them out there?
It's a great point, and you know, I've always wondered that too. I believe there are advanced technologies, advanced weapons, things that we've never seen and never could even possibly dream of. And you'd ask yourself, why are they not being utilized? Well, the answer, of course, is that these wars are pre-planned. You know, the powers that be are involved in that. So, yeah, they'll go send the soldiers out there into the trenches. Well, not really trenches anymore, but proverbially into the trenches to go ahead and kill each other, you know, while the powers that be sit back and say, oh, yeah, we've orchestrated a nice war. I mean, honestly, if this was an all-out battle for survival, I think that you'd see some crazy weaponry being trotted out, even tried, you know, maybe for the first time. But it's very interesting because, honestly, think about this. I mean, up until recently, when we've, you know, Bush has made the claim that we need to basically we need to update our nuclear arsenal and whatnot. Up till then, I mean, nothing. All of the major bombs have all been conventional bombs. All of the major weaponry has all been conventional weaponry. There's been no pursuit of nuke technology. And it's very, very fascinating because think about it. Wouldn't that be kind of a regression? Wouldn't that be kind of like inventing the gun and then saying, well, the gun is just too nasty. Let's go back to the bow and arrow and perfect some new bows and arrows and catapults and whatnot. It just doesn't make sense.
No, I agree with you.
Progress doesn't work that way.
That's correct. That's one of the reasons why I believe that the whole thing is fake.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to show you some evidence that it's fake, you know, more than just theory. Mm-hmm. The Cuban Missile Crisis, here's a good example. Now, wait a minute, Ralph. We know that the Russian government put missiles and warheads into Cuba.
Hey, wait a minute, Ralph. We have a break.
Oh, okay. You can't talk about that.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue our fascinating discussion, folks. A real look at U.S. history, at human history, really, from our stunning guest, Ralph Epperson. Check out the website, www.ralph-epperson.com. Stay with us back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and our special guest tonight, the great Ralph Epperson. Ralph, welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. We left off, we were talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, or began to.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about that, because there were no missiles in Cuba and no warheads, and mm-hmm. I'm going to try to prove that.
Please do.
1962, the CIA brought pictures in front of the administration with John Kennedy. And I think John Kennedy, his brother Bobby, his attorney general, and 18 others, on October the 16th, 1962, and claimed that they had photographic evidence that the Russians were putting missiles into Cuba. And they brought the pictures with them. And Bobby Kennedy, the brother, wrote a book entitled 13 Days. And this is what he said about those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I examined the pictures carefully. I, for one, had to take their word for it. I was relieved to hear later that this was the same reaction of virtually everyone at the meeting, including President Kennedy. Now, wait a minute. They didn't see any missiles. They didn't. No one saw missiles. But the CIA claimed there were missiles. Why didn't they bring photographs to confirm it? There's none. Bobby Kennedy, I think, as I remember in his book, had about six of these pictures. Not one. There were little white, like stick'em tape, you know, IDs with an arrow. And this is this object, and they identified these things in the pictures. And the missile erectors and tankage, fuel tank storages and Quonset huts and everything are all identified by little white stickers and labels on the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not one that points to a missile. So Bobby Kennedy quickly pointed out that there were no missiles there, and then he identified the 18 other people in the that meeting of the CIA that morning on October the 16th. And I was able to check the names against the list of the Council on Foreign Relations at that time, back in 1962, and 14 of the 18 were members of the CFR. Now, notice the CFR has in their name that they are the Council on Foreign Relations, and I would presume that bringing missiles into Cuba would be a foreign relation. In other words, the CFR was in complete control of this whole affair, and they were telling Kennedy, you better see some missiles. And Kennedy went on TV 6 days later and said, we've got evidence of missiles in Cuba, and there were none, N-O-N-E, none. Now, one of the things that disturbed me most of all was the Russians claim to have removed the missiles at the end of the crisis, and I have seven photographs in my files of these ships being carrying these missiles out of Cuba going back to Russia. And in the video, I show three of them, the best ones probably. And all they do is show objects on the deck that are covered with tarps. There's generally ribs, it looks like wooden ribs, like every, say, 3 or 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drape the tarp over that, and that's supposed to be a missile. And there's not one object on any of those three pictures. In fact, none of the seven that I've got that looks like a missile, not one. And no one boarded any one of those ships to see whether or not they were missiles.
Mm.
So we don't know that they removed missiles, but I'm contending there were no missiles to remove, and that's why they faked it with these phony-looking objects on their ships going back out.
Mm.
But the real problem of the Cuban Missile Crisis was the Russians were bringing, allegedly, or not allegedly, were telling us they're bringing new missiles in. And Kennedy warned Khrushchev, who was the Russian dictator, if you bring those ships into Cuba, we will board them. And boarding ships out in the ocean is an act of war, ships of another nation without their permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember in 1962, during this crisis, listening to this event on the radio as the Russian ships got closer and closer to our ships that were supposed to board them. And I remember thinking that this could mean World War III, a nuclear war. And I'll be very honest with you, Frank, I was shaking.
Sure.
I was 26 in 1962, so I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting frightened, thinking we're going to war, a nuclear war, over this incident. Now, I'm going to say something that's not directly related, but I believe it is related to this whole process. Why, then, did the CFR stage this whole fraud? And I'm going to give you an opinion, Frank. I don't think I said this on the video, but here's my opinion. I believe the reason they did that was to get rogue elements inside the CIA, the FBI, the Dallas Police Department, and the Secret Service to be willing to kill the President of the United States. How else would you get the Dallas Police Department, some of those officers, mm-hmm. and the police chief, willing to kill the president unless you convince them that Kennedy had brought us to the brink of a nuclear war.
Wow.
Now, there is no... Vincent, just a couple days ago, Vincent Bugliosi came out with a new book, and he claims that it's the final proof that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. That is the most fraudulent statement that man could ever possibly make, because there's photographic evidence, eyewitness testimonies, etc., that there were more, there were probably four people shooting at President Kennedy in Dealey Plaza that day, and according to Bugliosi, it was only one man acted alone, Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, I'm saying that the way to get Dallas policemen and Secret Service agents and the FBI and the CIA willing to assassinate the president is to convince them that Kennedy had brought this nation to the brink of a nuclear war, and we better take him out and quick, or it'll get us into another one, another crisis with possibly another a real nuclear war. And that's the only reason I think they killed Kennedy. They had to take him out, and the way to do that was to get Secret Service and FBI and CIA agents willing to agree, and they did so with a fake, fraudulent scheme that they didn't tell the FBI and the CIA was fake, that we had brought us to the edge of a nuclear war with Russia.
Yeah, just get people scared enough where they say, oh, no, you know, this guy is going to destroy the whole planet. I mean, it's kind of, you know, honestly, I suppose you could parlay that example into today. I mean, honestly, if Bush were saying that's it, we're going to invade China and Russia and Iran simultaneously, I mean, people would flip out, and you would get people probably that would come forward and say, you know, this guy's got to go somehow, some way, because he's going to end the entire planet. So I think that's a very, very valid insight you've got there.
Well, it's just that's all that it is, but I believe it's correct because it just seems to fit.
Wow.
The CFR staged that whole thing because they wanted Kennedy out of the picture.
Mm.
I'm going through my notes as we speak, Frank, to find the final evidence that there were no
missiles in Cuba.
I got a few more to go. That there were no missiles in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Just bear with me. I'm looking through my notes.
Oh, that's fine.
Really,
while you're doing that, I'm going to give out your information, of course.
Okay.
Ralph's 800 number, folks, if you want to call and place an order, is 800-422-3888, 800-422-3888. Don't confuse that, of course, with the call-in number, which is 800-313-9443. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, I want to go back to October the 14th, 2002, and my local newspaper published an article with a picture. And the picture showed former CIA analyst Dino Brugloni, Dino Brugloni, in a building in Cuba, in which he said Soviet missiles were stockpiled. Now, how did he know that? If he analyzed the pictures, how did he know that that building, it was a Quonset hut, housed missiles during the crisis? If all we had was satellite pictures, airplane pictures of the U-2, how did he know?
Mm.
Our satellites, our cameras cannot take pictures inside a building.
That's right.
But Brugloni is standing there, and he said that there were missiles inside this building. How did he know that?
Mm-hmm. And why did people believe him?
Yes. So he said that there were, and then he went on to say that the one image, meaning one of the pictures, showed large tent-like constructions that CIA analysts said appeared to be sheltering medium-range missiles. Now, does that mean that we actually saw medium-range missiles inside the building?
No.
No, it appeared to be. So once again, we're not counting missiles, we're counting garages. The whole thing was as fake as a $1 bill. In other words, we saw no missiles in Cuba. We saw garages and Quonset huts, and that's where they stored these missiles. And yet it got a president assassinated. I'm telling you, this thing is this whole thing. Notice once again, it's just one more little item that you could argue with, and it's by itself doesn't have much meaning. When you put the whole thing together, it points to me that this whole thing is fake and our government knew about it.
That's amazing stuff. And it makes total sense, obviously, what we've got here is a pattern. of creating an enemy, and we saw that, of course, going back to what you talked about with the Lend-Lease program, is creating somebody, you know, once you defeat the Nazis, you know, who's the big enemy going to be? Because obviously most people, especially in the Defense Department fighting in World War II, you'd say, well, you know, we've got all this great weaponry, we've got all this great money going into this, we need to continue the research, we have to create a new enemy, and then you've got the Cold War and so on and so forth. It makes total sense to me.
Now, this isn't directly related to the fraud of the missile and satellite story, but it answers the question, why did the conspiracy and the CFR want Kennedy out of office? And this is this might take a couple of minutes, but I think this will answer, then we'll end with Lyndon Johnson. Let's go back to the Vietnamese War. The Vietnamese War was planned in 1943 by the American government. The Vietnamese War was planned by the American government in at least 1943. Our government hired Ho Chi Minh, the communist. Our government trained him. Our government armed him. Generals went there and broadcast on their radio that there was a revolution coming and that the United States government was supporting Ho Chi Minh. So we wanted a war in Vietnam. It was planned by our government in 1943. It didn't start until 64. But there was a snafu, a bug in the ointment, a fly in the ointment, and that was President Kennedy. Just weeks before Kennedy went to Dallas, he issued orders. I've got copies of them, and I show them in my Vietnam video. The young man that called in a little while ago said he watched the video or movie, wherever it was, maybe my booklet, and found it stunning, because it finally revealed what the whole thing was all about. But why did they want him out? Kennedy had already issued orders that he was to withdraw troops out of Vietnam. Now, we had troops over there, but they weren't combatants. They were advisors. So they had clipboards instead of rifles. So Kennedy wanted to pull all of our troops out, and the plan says, no, we've got to have the war. So that was the reason they planned the Cuban Missile Crisis, was to get Kennedy out of office by assassinating him. Now, I don't know anyone else that's ever saying that, but I think it's true. And the final question is, well, why did the conspiracy want a war in Vietnam? And this is really scary. And as far as I know, I'm the only one saying this as well. Now, maybe others are saying it, but I'm the first one to say it, as far as I know. The reason was drugs. We wanted to create a drug culture in America. Why would we want to do that? Let's go back. Before I answer that question, let's go back. The Vietnamese War was planned in Drug Alley. Vietnam and Korea, and not so much Korea, but Vietnam and Burma and Laos and Cambodia and the southern part of China are heavy into drugs. And Vietnam's got a drug problem as well. So we put our soldiers in there and then didn't let them win the war to frustrate them so they would turn to drugs. That's impossible. No, it's not. Our government wanted to get dollars from the sale of drugs. The purchase of drugs so that we could take dollars to Burma to give to Khun Sa, the drug warlord over there, who was converting the poppies from China into heroin. We wanted to get dollars into the Red Chinese government so that they could buy American technology, war-making technology, during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And to do that, we had to create a drug culture. So we planned a war in that area that we knew that they would not allow the soldiers and the Navy and the Air Force to win. And they were turning to drugs, and that's what they wanted. And so America then flew the CIA airplanes called Air America. I've got pictures of them here in Tucson, two other airplanes in Tucson. They're real. I've actually photographed two of them in the Tucson airport. Air America, not American Airlines, just says Air America on the side. There were two of them side by side, apparently being refurbished or whatever, I don't know, but they were striped and marked, mm-hmm, Air America. And so they were flying into Burma to load up the heroin to bring it back, and the CIA and the mafia were bringing it back and getting it into this country without any obstacles. Colombia was selling cocaine, and we shut that connection down primarily and allowed heroin to come into this nation from the CIA. So it was the purpose of the war was drugs, and they had to kill Kennedy because Kennedy wanted to end the war before it even started, even though it was planned in 1940-43. So once again, this whole thing all fits together, but it doesn't. Most people don't see a connection, but I'm saying there is a connection. That's the whole point. Now, I got one more thing, and then I want to make sure we end with the quote from Lyndon Johnson, if I may. But let's go back and try to answer the question, what's the purpose of this whole scam? And back in 1990, I'll make this for a couple of minutes, then we'll end or quote Lyndon Johnson. I taught a class at a summer camp, and the question was, what's the purpose of a nuclear war? And I asked my students there, they were high school students at a summer camp,
Hey, Ralph, I'm sorry. We have another quick break here, folks. Get your questions in now while you can. 800-313-9443. Folks, our special guest, Ralph Epperson, will be back with us when we return in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Drop my head again.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Of course, at the end here of hour number three already, this hour being brought to you by the generosity of our good friends at Solay Wellness. They're the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the one that you've heard all about, the salt crystal lamps. Fantastic stuff, of course. They just look pretty. They make no noise, and they do filter the air, as well as a great many other things, of course. These products, including skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. You could check out the website for yourself. All kinds of information available there at www.natural-salt-lamps.com. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Ask your questions, place your orders. And, of course, let's get back to our guest here tonight. Ralph Epperson is joining us. He has a brand-new DVD entitled No Nukes But U.S. Nukes. In fact, your first DVD, my friend. And welcome back. Please continue.
Thank you very much. Let's just end with this, Frank. I got a quote from Lyndon Johnson. We referred to it through the 3 hours, but let's read that, and then we'll end with that. Lyndon Johnson said, quote, "I wouldn't want to be quoted on this. We've spent $40 billion on the space program, and if nothing else had come out of it, except the knowledge that we gained from space technology, it would be worth 10 times what it cost." Now, that we're about halfway through. Let me just point out what he's talking about. We now had the ability, according to him, to orbit satellites that were able to actually see missiles on the ground. And that was better than estimating from the past. So what he's referring to is the fact that we now are able to see missiles rather than estimate or count or guesstimate or whatever it is. Because now listen to this. This is where we are. It turned out that our guesses were way off. Our guesses. We were guesstimating the number of missiles the Russians had. We were doing things we didn't need to do. In other words, we were panicking. My gosh, they got all these missiles, and because we were told they do, or we had spies or defecting citizens. We were building things we didn't need to build. And lastly, here's the key. We were harboring fears we didn't need to harbor. End of quote. Now, on my video, Frank, as you know, I had a little fun with this. I said, I got to give Lyndon Johnson credit. He actually went on television nationwide and told us the truth so we could stop spending these trillions of dollars on a bogus chase.
That's right.
And
what
a hero. Yeah, I showed the clip, remember?
Yeah.
But there was no clip.
That's
because
right.
Johnson didn't do it. Why? Why didn't he blow the whistle on this fraud?
Mm-hmm.
And the only answer that makes sense is there's much profit to be made and much control and much national debt to be created by this whole scam mm-hmm. that I've now pointed out is exactly that, an enormous fraud. This whole thing is just nothing but scam. And as Sun Tzu wrote, it's the practice of deceit.
End well said, sir. Now, I don't know if you could stay with us a little bit longer, but I'd like to explore this a little further. Now, where did you find that quote? Because, again, Lyndon Johnson saying, "I wouldn't want to be quoted on this, but," quote, you know, and then there's a quote. So, you know, where did this come from, first of all? And then, of course, I know you wanted to ask the questions about nuclear targets, which I think is a very good question. And one, I got to admit, before I saw your lecture, and certainly before I saw the DVD, these are questions that I would have had as well. So are you able to stay with us a little bit longer?
You could go past
okay.
the midnight hour?
Yeah. We still got another hour left in the show.
Oh, one more to go.
Yeah. Hold on, folks. We're back in 90 seconds. Stay with us.